listening to the Midday Report on 702 and Cape Talk. A report out of Business Day today saying that the U.S. government will begin shipping a donation of 5.66 million Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccines to South Africa today, with the first consignment expected to land on Saturday. That confirmation coming from a senior U.S. government official to Business Day. A huge development there. Well, let's speak now to the Deputy Director General at the Department of Health, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, to get some confirmation on this. Dr. Crisp, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Can you confirm this report in the Business Day today and this pretty big donation that's coming from the U.S. of Pfizer jabs?
Yeah, good afternoon, Nanny, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yeah, in fact, yes, we can confirm that this has been under discussion for some time, and we are very excited because it is a very significant consignment that's expected in the next few days.
Can you give us a bit more detail about how this came about and what the process is going to be, when we can expect this batch to arrive?
So the United States government is making donations to a number of countries, we understand, as they've informed us, and we are one of those countries. They tell us that we are the first one to be receiving one of the donations, and they are channeling those donations paid for by the U.S. government through the COVAX facility, which is a facility that we already procure from. So we've been in discussions with them for a while now, making the necessary arrangements to make this possible.
So according to the report, are we going to see those starting to arrive this week? When do you expect them to be rolling out to vaccine sites, and where do you expect these Pfizer jabs to go, and who will be getting them?
So this is a significant volume, and it's quite a huge weight, and so it will be split. It doesn't all arrive at the same time, but it will start to arrive in the next couple of days. We don't normally announce when vaccines are arriving, but it will be arriving. We hope. We are told that they've started packing today, and over the next couple of days, we should get the final arrangements and be receiving the vaccine. So when it arrives, it gets taken to the various stores that are contracted to manage the logistics, and then from there, samples go to the National Control Laboratory for testing, and the various temperature monitors and charts from the time the vaccine was packed until it landed are examined to check that there's been no breach in the cold chain. This is a very large consignment, so that may take a couple of days for the laboratory to go through all the data. And when they're happy that what has been received is what we expect it to be, then it goes out into the distribution network and will be distributed to all the providers, both public and private. So we don't run separate public and private allocations anymore. We run allocations to sites based on their capacity to vaccinate people. And that's what will happen. This will go into that supply chain as soon as possible.
This, of course, also coming on the back of that big announcement from Aspen that J&J is now being rolled out from Gqeberha. Is the idea that Johnson & Johnson will perhaps go to rural areas because it is a one shot at a different temperature? Or how are you going to manage the differentiation between who will get Johnson & Johnson and who will get Pfizer now?
Yeah, so the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will also hopefully arrive in the next couple of days, and that we are able to take that into the supply chain during the course of next week. So it's much the same process. Once the vaccine is handed over to us and we take responsibility of it for it as government, it gets tested. All the supply chain parameters get tested and exactly the same process happens and it goes into the supply chain. So what we have decided and are busy planning is that we would prefer to use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in communities where it's very hard to get back a second time, which is mostly rural areas, but there are some other places where it will go. And there are provinces where pretty much the whole supply chain was originally designed to manage only Johnson & Johnson, and they've had to remanage their delivery system. And for instance, the Northern Cape, where the distances are huge and it's very difficult to get back to small communities twice, we would prefer to put Johnson & Johnson in that kind of setting. So the team that works on the vaccine allocations has been working on this for a while already. And once we have the vaccine coming regularly into the supply chain, that's what will happen.
I imagine you are breathing a huge sigh of relief. This week is what we've all been waiting for. We do now have enough supply of vaccines coming into the country. What are the remaining challenges for you?
No, I won't sleep until it's all here. It's not here, and that's the worry. So we are at the lowest amount of doses we've ever had in the whole program since the start at the moment. That means that some sites are without vaccine even from today, and the next couple of days are going to be very, very difficult. And it affects all provinces and the public and the private sector across the board. We're in an extremely constrained environment, and people have not been given all the vaccine that they are capable of administering. The good news will be from next week when we start to deliver, because the system is geared to be delivering well over 300,000 vaccinations a day. And it will take a day or two to gear it up. But hopefully within the next 10 to 15 days, we will be vaccinating 1 million doses every 3 days. That's our plan.
Sure, let's hope. Dr. Nicholas Crisp, thank you so much for speaking to us today. Dr. Nicholas Crisp is the Deputy Director General in the Department of Health. So that big news coming out today that the U.S. government is going to begin shipping a donation of 5.6 million Pfizer vaccines to South Africa from today. But as Dr. Crisp says there, we have to wait until they actually get here and arrive in the country.